All right, Chapter 5, The Venus Plane. It starts off, the astral plane is an immense universe, even greater and more vast than the physical plane, with all its solar systems and galaxies. Venus is a mere speck in that one of many other realities, and is a speck in our limited reality also, at its dense physical level. But the astral plane is only one of many planes of lesser density in being. Many individuals who have experienced these worlds in out-of-body travels have called them heavens. Conditions are so much more beautiful and peaceful there that their vocabulary failed them. What they're able to write down in the past is today called religion, religious, mystical, or spiritual literature. The astral plane exists long before the physical and will endure beyond. The most common things known and recognized here in the physical world first existed there. Naturally, there is much on the astral plane which does not exist here, but all that exists here does have its counterpoint there and more. The differences between the astral and the physical planes take some explaining. Just as X-rays are a higher frequency than solid rock, the entire astral plane is at a much higher frequency than the physical, and this is one reason why scientists on Earth have not yet proven its existence. None of their scientific instruments can detect such very high vibrations. Because matter is on the astral level is so high in frequency, those of us who live there can have complete control over it by thought power alone. On Earth, few people have developed the power to directly control matter with the mind. On Venus, mind over matter is a way of life. Any form or thing that a person on the astral can imagine, he can manifest by the power of thought alone. It is a law of nature there, just as gravity is a basic law of nature on the physical planets. What really happens is that people convert the energy around them into the form of matter desired. The created objects then appears wherever the person puts his attention. Homes, clothes, furniture, plants, food, jewelry, and anything imaginable is created by a special mental process that has to be mastered at a young age. There are limits. This same power will not destroy things or reconvert them into energy. Things appear only if the person who created them leaves the astral plane, unless they were originally created with a definite intention that they be temporary and how long, such as our castles and ranches and elaborate play creations. If I had created a toy that soon bored me, I may change its shape into another kind of toy, but I could not point my finger at it and have it disappear in a flash. Forever gone. If my Aunt Arena no longer liked a certain chair, or her only choice would be to reform that chair, she could not remold it into a table or anything other than a chair. On the other hand, when we create things, they do seem to appear out of thin air. For people on the astral plane, this is as common as accepting as driving a car here on Earth. Because we respect each soul's individuality, people do not interfere with another's creations. If I did not like the bright blue tree in front of another's house, I would not think of changing it. That would be interference, which creates karmic responsibility. Just because our thoughts premeditate matter, The common everyday things on the astral are no less real. The marble floor looks and feels like marble. Skin feels like skin. Water feels like water. Flowers smell like flowers. Honey tastes like honey, and so on. Moving things is, of course, very easy, just a matter of choosing and thinking. If I wanted, I could have a glass of water raised up from the table and float just by mentally commanding it. No more effort is involved in moving a huge sofa up into the air than in swinging in the bed as I'm resting on it. Traveling from place to place is just as easy. People who like to walk do so. We can also levitate and float in the air or glide instead of walking by willing it to be so. For longer trips, we travel at a speed of our thought directly to our destination, which usually seems just a matter of appearing there. Whenever I decide to visit the Temple of Arts in downtown Tetonia, I would place my attention on exactly where I wanted to be. One moment I would be standing in the bedroom, the next instant the surroundings would change, and I would be standing in front of a temple. It is very simple. I do not know the mechanics of how it works. It just works. People on Earth say the same thing about electricity. The speed of thought is much faster than the so-called speed of light known to physical scientists. In the astral body, we can travel so fast, so very fast, because it is made up of condensed energy, as completely under the control of thought as everything else on that plane of being. The astral body has the same form as the physical, except that it is much more beautiful. It is not just a blob of light, but unlike the physical body, it is luminous and stays alive by absorbing energy directly from the surroundings. Although there are no actual internal organs, people here do eat out of habit, and for the simple pleasure of it. Food conveniently turns back into energy as soon as it is swallowed. Using the power of thought, we can easily change our outer appearance to make ourselves completely invisible. There is no physical pain or fatigue as on the physical planets, which is one good reason why newcomers to the astral call it heaven. The colors in our everyday lives are indescribable compared to the glowing, vibrant colors of the astral plane. Colors in the physical are pale or dark and muddy at best. The dullest red of the astral world is the brightest in the physical. Also, very many colors which we take for granted don't even exist on the physical plane. Our surroundings at home, such as an assortment of magnificent colors that I can't even begin to describe. Just as wonderful is the fact that everything glows. Matter on the astral plane is luminous, like stained glass being lit by the morning sunlight. The sky and clouds are a sea of cheerful colors. The astral body and the astral plane are not completely unknown on Earth. Each person living in the physical world has an astral body as well as several others, as taught in the laws of the Supreme Deity. Quite a few people have written books about their experience with astral projection, which is a limited form of outer body travel in the astral body. The safer way of visiting the higher planes is by using the soul body, which is not limited to any one place as the astral is. But of course, not everyone who does astral projection is aware of soul travel. Each person living in the physical world experiences the astral body every day, although he may never in his lifetime see the actual cities or people there. The physical body is not capable of having emotions. The physical senses like sight and smell are there, but then these are not quite the same as feelings, love, anger, joy, hurt, etc. All of us may agree that our emotions are very real in our lives, but where are they and what are they? The astral body has been called the emotional plane and the astral body the emotional body for a very good reason. Whenever we experience an emotion, we are really feeling it through the astral body. Emotions are nothing more than different kinds of energy flowing through this body and influencing thoughts and actions. The astral plane then is a place where emotions are a great force, and soul must deal most fully with emotional problems. It is true that every physical person actually lives partly on the astral plane, but it is not normally fully conscious of life there. All of this is also true for thought. That could be food for thought. Though it is not a vague something, but a very real thing at a higher frequency than physical matter and energy, or astral matter and energy. Remember that the mind is really a body also, called the mental body, which operates on the mental plane. Still another whole universe is being beyond the astral. The mental body is a bluish sheath of light surrounding soul. Whenever we think, this body generates thought forms that can be seen by the higher senses. Thought is nothing more than energies flowing through and outward from our mental bodies, much like radio waves. In having the mental body, every person also lives partly on the mental plane. Although few have consciously seen the cities, people, and landscapes there. If you visit the astral or mental planes consciously via soul travel, you would see not only your own emotions and thoughts in full radiant color and your astral and mental bodies, but you would also be able to meet beings who once lived on Earth. Many of Earth's religions have their heavenly abode in existence on the astral or mental planes. More and more can be said about the astral plane and about the ability of each to travel there consciously before physical death. Remember that all of us had lifetimes there, and we know that plane well as soul. The astral is really still one of the lower planes, although it seems to be the ultimate heaven to many people who are living there. Above the astral plane are several others, which also seem like ultimate heaven to planes below, but they are not. Everything below the soul plane is a part of the lower worlds. Our goal is to reach up to and beyond the soul plane, possible even in this life, if we are willing to make the effort to learn how to do it. The choice is up to each one of us. Perceptions of the future usually take place on either the soul plane or the casual plane. Soul may zoom above the time track to view the future or the past as it may choose. This experience seems much more real than ordinary dreaming, although a person might not realize that he was looking into the future until that future came to pass. Those who are physically aware will know. On Venus, we are able to see about 40 days ahead into the future with good accuracy. Our ability to foresee future events helped in preparing for my trip to your Earth. The astral plane has many levels or subplanes to suit different people's consciousness. These are more like distant regions with different levels of consciousness rather than levels stacked on top of each other. Venus life is normally somewhere in the middle between lower and higher astral because most of the people are still attached to physical habits and customs and, of course, their whole culture. Certain regions of the astral are set aside as religious paradises for the people who die having a definite idea of heaven. After a person's physical body dies, he is met by a friend or relative who has passed on before. He will then be taken to where his body lies and is made to realize that he is no longer living on the physical plane. Usually the individual is then allowed to sleep a resting period on the astral plane. Upon awakening, he is taken to a particular plane he has spiritually earned, one that his consciousness is suited to. All of this is determined by an astral being in charge of administering karma. In some cases, a person may be immediately turned to the physical world after death, returned to the physical world after death, even if it means being reborn into another body, especially if it was a sudden death, as in war or some suicides. Suicides are reborn again to face the same or similar problems as that which they tried to escape. If he is to continue on the astral plane for a time, a person will wake up in a home and familiar environment. Friends and loved ones will be found living nearby. He will also find the spiritual path or religion that he belongs to in the physical. The reason for all this is that when most people lost their physical body, they still have a great emotional attachment to the physical plane. The astral plane is designed so that people can be comfortable and adjust gradually by having recreated their old home with the power of thought. This is very important. People who do not realize that they are soul will be so attached to the physical world that they fear the unknown planes beyond. Eventually, because of the beauty and harmony there, the individual will come to believe that he has reached the ultimate heaven. People can easily become attached to astral life because they can have anything they want, and they scarcely consider venturing beyond. This continues until it finally dawns on them that there is more to life than their astral heaven. Religious literature on Earth has accounts of cities on the astral because the authors have had out-of-body experiences taking them there. A few days before I left Venus and the astral plane, my uncle took our family on a tour of a place called Shahajra del Kanwal and other parts of the astral plane. Now I can easily understand why so many people believe it is paradise. There one can find any landscape imaginable. Some are much like those of Earth, people who have similar natures and same likes will live in the same areas. Then there are beautiful landscapes that can be seen on other physical planets in our system. The lower astral planes attracts souls with negatively developed states of consciousness. One might say that this is where evil people go after death and between lifetimes. Those who expect to find hell with fire and brimstone can find it there, although it is only temporary. The lower astral plane is also the home of the hideous monsters and devilish creatures created by the lesser evolved levels of consciousness. Demons, yeah. Why are there always demons?
Because it's the negative entities, that's where they exist.
Okay.
They use that form to exist in. Yeah, horrible.
Yes. Okay, we have one page left.
Okay.
Almost any aspect of the physical sciences now so popular on Earth can be quite simply explained in terms of the astral plane. Most psychic powers have their origin there. Telepathy, which is sending and receiving thoughts from mind to mind, is the most popular form of communication on astral Venus, as well as the many advanced physical planets. And it works because thoughts behave like radio waves. Each person has an invisible barrier which keeps secret thoughts hidden, and those who are able to read minds are subject to a spiritual law against trying to penetrate this barrier. Astral projection is a separation of the astral body from the physical for temporary displacement of the astral part to another location. It is a dangerous practice if continued over a long period of time. It is best to progress from astral projection to soul travel as soon as possible. Levitation or moving objects with the mind is, of course, a power we use every day on the astral plane. It can be learned on the physical also, but it takes much more effort and discipline. Visualization is another power of mind over matter, as on the astral plane it creates each individual's world. Everything begins with visualization before it is created, the only difference being that here in the physical world it requires physical effort and physical time. Extrasensory perception is the use of our extra senses in the astral, casual, mental, etheric, and soul bodies. The soul bodies' senses are the most powerful of all, and they are limited to no one place as some of the others are. Miracles are actually a matter of the psychic and spiritual powers being used in this physical world. And this chapter ends with, please keep in mind, however, that physical, astral, causal, and mental planes are all limited worlds. And that's the end of this chapter.
That was wonderful. It's still a lot to think about.
Yes, there's a lot of
food for thought.
A lot of food for thought that people's minds haven't been directed there before.
No. Even if it were that they weren't conscious of it.
Yes.
There is an author and a Tibetan who wrote books, Lobsang Rompa, in the 60s.
Yes.
T. Lobsang Rompa. And he wrote books about visiting Venus in the astral.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you can hardly find his books if they are available.
Sometimes they pop up on Amazon. Or...
He was a lama that walked into the English body of another man. There was a soul transference. It's very interesting, his books.
Hmm. Well, you being on the astral plane, you really know when things are correct when they're written.
Yeah, well, you know, these people always mention on the computer and stuff that the stories are very much in tune with what I say, you know. Mm-hmm. What they experience is what I say was there. So it's very interesting in comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me feel good when people have experiences and they're very much in close proximity to what I express.
The books that she mentioned here is available on the net and also as audiobooks if you search Lobsang Rampa and Galactic Server, and we'll set up a link on the Umnek page to that Lobsang Rampa book on the Venus travel he did, and his book which he wrote from 1956, that is almost 60 years ago.